A few days later, Majestic called.
Get this. This is how I got Michael Jackson's attention. I'm a magician. I was Muhammad Ali's personal magician. He introduced me to Michael Jackson because I do magic. Michael loved magic. And this is how I got to know Michael.
That was good, man.
That's nothing. Watch. You hold on to it. Michael came into the theater and sit right next to me at the Pantages Theater in Hollywood. And Muhammad Ali told him I was his personal magician. Michael said
to me, "Is that true?"
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why would he have a personal? Who has a personal magician? It seems like a kind of a weird thing to
say. You're not familiar with Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali been doing magic for 20 years.
Muhammad Ali?
Does magic like crazy, yes. That he told Michael Jackson that I did magic. Michael says to me, "You do magic?" I said, "Yeah." "You show me some?" I said, "Yep." Went backstage, showed him some magic. And he said, "You come over to my house tomorrow at 10:30 mm-hmm. and show me some magic." He gave me a number to call. And I called and went over the next day. And the rest is history.
How did it go from that to you living with Michael?
I didn't live with Michael.
No.
I live in different... I've been in all the homes. I've kind of like lived with the Jackson family, like, you know.
You lived at Havenhurst.
I've been in Havenhurst, yes. I've lived there. Joseph let me move in first.
Did
before
he?
Catherine.
Into the main house or into kind of an outbuilding?
No, outbuilding. No, I was in the main house. Don't try to say I was a servant. Don't try to say I was a caretaker. No, in the main house. That's what reporters do. You see how they try to switch that around?
Why did you take that to this? What's that got to do with being a servant, being in an outbuilding?
Amazing stuff. I'm Majestic MacDiffus. I'm a magician.
No, what's that got to do with
that's a little bitty house and stuff.
I'm not saying you were in the loo.
No, I was in the main house. To answer that question, I was in the main house. I took Joe Jackson out to dinner yesterday. And we went to a show called Tickle Me Tuesday. It's a comedy show.
Tickle Me Tuesday.
At the Aladdin Hotel, correct. And we went out, stayed out about till midnight. And I told him about the BBC, you all, and wanted to do interviews and everything, what he thought about it. And he said to me last night that he would think about it. If the terms and everything is met, yes. If the terms and everything is met, yes.
And what if some... Are you all right?
I'm sorry?
Are you okay?
Cool. Oh. Like, cut the camera. That's
well,
it.
No,
that's
you can't
that.
Just keep doing that.
Listening, I will.
It all went a little strange here. Majestic suddenly seemed anxious about any deal he'd have to make on behalf of Joe.
Until the terms be met, it ain't happened. Am
course,
I right or wrong?
What terms? What are the terms?
I don't bet. No, I ain't got nothing to do with that part. I ain't got nothing to do with that fucking part. You a fucking idiot sometimes. You are a fucking idiot sometimes.
But why do you say I'm a fucking idiot?
Huh?
Why do you say I'm a fucking idiot?
Because everybody, you don't know what terms and conditions mean when you're filming somebody like Joe Jackson.
I'm just clarifying.
Terms and conditions means,
yeah.
In case you're a journalist and you don't know what terms and conditions mean, I'm going to tell you what terms and conditions mean.
But did that make me a fucking idiot?
Yeah, because you should know that you're a professional.
Several phone calls later, and at least part of the terms and conditions were now agreed. Namely, the fee. $5,000 in cash for Joe and a $500 bonus for Majestic. It wasn't Michael, but it might get me closer to Michael, so I thought it was worth a shot. The agreement was that we would only hand over the cash when or if Joe turned up, but it wasn't clear what our $5,000 would get us. There was one more meeting with Majestic.